The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Someone right now is listening and you're under 30 and you go out and you party and you have a good time and you go to work, and someone is listening who's over 30 that does not. Good morning. It's Wednesday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I remember going out and just doing whatever I wanted to do during the week, whatever, not feeling bad at all, getting up, going to work and doing it again.
The weekday partying definitely hits different after 30.
Oh, it's over.
For me, it's not the party or the hangover. It's a heartburn.
The heartburn, Anthony, will get me. Speak on it.
And that really like hit me about,
heartburn is like taking over your life at this point. Well, that's what talking about it a lot.
Well, I can handle a hangover. I just really miss pepperoni pizza. This is the longest I've went without pepperoni pizza in a long time.
What is the cutoff time for pepperoni pizza, Anthony?
Oh, 24/7. I've completely removed it from my diet. Yeah, I'd just rather not have that battle. Also, shout out to, this is a great restaurant, but Raising Cane's. Okay. Raising Cane's sauce, oh my God, bro. I don't know what was going on with me last time. I was morphing into something else in the middle of the night.
So you can't even have that?
I can't even have that no more. So yeah,
give him the keys.
Is worthy? Is life even worth living at this point?
No. Otto,
what do you carry with you everywhere you go? Travel, DJ, whatever.
Tums.
See?
Everywhere.
The over 30
I got the
keys.
Variety pack. I got the gummies.
Yeah, everything.
From the ways of consuming the heartburn remedy. That's so funny.
Because he won't give up the food. Last night, I made chile con queso, and I had a little bit, and I turned around, Automatic ate the whole pan, and I was like, I don't feel good. Because you can't do that after 30.
I don't got the discipline you do, Ant. I'm sorry. I don't have that pepperoni pizza discipline.
Nothing's going to sound more 30 than over this, but I've really ventured into avocado toast more now.
Dang.
So like, that's
creamy and calm.
Yeah, dude. A little bit of red pepper flakes on there. That's how I get my spice.
Oh my gosh. Even then, that's a stretch, right? Jeez. All right. What we got for National Day, Anthony?
All right. Let's go ahead and start with National Red Wine Day. Speaking of 30s, hey, hello.
Speaking of heartburn, that kills me.
That gives you heartburn?
Oh, I can't drink any red wine. Oh,
Pinot Noir, if it's too dry, Otto's like, can't do it. Can't do it.
And you know what? Heartburn, charcuterie boards. I can't do those.
What can you eat at this point?
Just off
Jell-O.
He's on the same diet you are, DJ Automatic. Give him some cream of wheat, Jell-O, and some water. Put him to bed.
And it's morphin' time. It's also National Power Rangers Day.
Oh, shout out Becky G, my girl. She was a yellow Power Ranger. Let's go.
There we go. And we'll wrap it up on National Bow Tie Day.
You know, when I think about bow ties, Automatic, I remember when you introduced me to Anthony, he had a bow tie on. He used to rock the bow ties
all
the time.
Yeah, he used to have a bow tie a couple different ways. And
we actually had a bow tie made for you, DJ Automatic, when we went to the Gracie Awards and I won that award. Your bow tie was matching my dress. Didn't you feel fancy wearing that?
I did whatever I needed to do to make my wife feel great that day.
Right. Clothes make the man or woman. If you feel good in it, trust me, you'll feel better about whatever it is you're going to do that day. Wear something that makes you feel proud.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Every single person can remember leaving home for the first time because it's one of the most important moments of your life. For the first time, you have no structure. For the first time, you have all this freedom. But it can also be scary. Sydney Powell was a young woman who at age 18 went off to college. Her parents were so proud of her. Unfortunately, she began to fail almost immediately first semester.
It happens to a lot of kids.
It does, Automatic. You're right, because I mentioned the structure thing. When you're all on your own, hey, you can go party. You can do whatever you want. Nobody's waking you up in the morning. Teachers began to talk to her about this. Counselors at the college said to Sydney Powell, hey, let's fix this. Let's repair this. And she was just unable to do so. She was dropped. She was asked to leave the dorms. She did not tell her parents, and she remained on campus for months and months despite the dean and counselors telling her to
leave. I remember
kids
doing this.
Yeah.
They actually got kicked out. They got kicked out of college and they just stay in somebody else's dorm. Yes.
Oh, yeah. None of her family found out until her dad tried to pay her tuition. And then he called, and of course, everything began to unravel. Sydney goes home to confront her parents and tell them what happened. As the dean of the school and the counselor who spoke to her in the beginning call to speak to her mother, Brenda, Sydney murders her mother. While they're on the phone, this is the counselor testifying in court.
Dean Frazier was speaking and simply said, Brenda, this is Dean Frazier. It's about as far as we got.
And Miss Gaffney, what happened next?
There was a very loud sort of thud sound and then several more repeated thuds.
Did you hear any communication during these thuds?
Just the screaming.
The counselor and the dean call police immediately. Detectives call Sydney's father. No one really knows what is happening. The dean calls Brenda, Sydney's mother, back over and over, Sydney, the daughter, picks up and says this is Brenda. And they know immediately that she's lying.
Oh.
Sydney's dad calls her back. And here he is explaining what happened in those moments while he's on the phone with his daughter.
That's when you told Sydney that the police were on the way to the house.
Yeah.
According to you, that's when Sydney got hysterical and said someone had broken into the house.
Yes.
So she lied and said the house was broken into.
And that somebody attacked them?
Yes. Now, once police get there, they realize that it was Sydney who had attacked her mother with a cast iron pan and a snake knife.
Oh.
Her mother survived for a few days. They were both taken to the same hospital. She succumbed to the injuries that her daughter inflicted on her. Sydney was held mandatorily for 16 days in a psych ward and was released to her grandmother. Take a listen to this.
Were you aware of a diagnosis that Sydney had when she came out of Akron General Medical Center?
Yes.
What was it?
Schizophrenia.
So she had schizophrenia.
It usually sets in about that age, yeah.
Some of the teachers testified that she always had odd behavior, that she had moments where she couldn't see. But her dad says he never witnessed any of this. And her grandmother says that she loves her and they did not want her to go to prison.
Within a day or two, Sydney's bond was posted.
Yes.
Is that a decision that you and the family supported?
Absolutely.
The judge, however, sentenced Sydney to 15 years to life in a prison for what she did. What's odd to me, and I think the jury probably felt the same way, is that she had the wherewithal to lie and say, oh, the house got broken into. Because yeah, she realized at that moment what she did was wrong.
Maybe she is schizophrenic, but no matter what, she knew exactly what she was doing. And this is a lesson to a lot of people listening, is that it's okay to disappoint your parents. It happens.
I always tell my three daughters, I may not always like what you've done, but I will always love you.
Did you know that driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal? Driving high will get you a DUI. And if you're wondering if law enforcement can tell you're driving high, well, everyone else can. Friends?
I can tell you drove high.
Parents?
I can tell when you drive high.
Relatives?
I can tell. You drove here high, didn't you?
So what makes you think law enforcement can't?
I can tell.
If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Oh, let's get our contestant on the line. It's a Dana Cortez show. What's your name?
This is Star.
Star, do you want to play Who's Lying?
Yes.
Well, then let's play Who's Lying, Miss Star. Let's go. Woo!
Why are you always lying?
Oh, Star, my God. I really, really hope you win. Okay, here's the deal, Star. Each one of us inside the studio is going to go around a room and tell you a little bit about ourselves. The catch is somebody's telling a fib. If you guess who's lying, you win some DCS merch, okay? So I will go first. Star, my name is Dana Cortez. And you know what? My dad, he's not in my life, and that's because I could really never depend on him. When I was little, me and my little brother would wait for hours at my mom's house for him to pick us up. He would say, I'll be there, and he would never come. And we just didn't develop any kind of relationship. So I just finally gave up. Not doing it, and I'm fine.
DJ Automatic here. We used to have backyard boxing matches, and we would put all the younger kids in the neighborhood in the backyard. They would make them fight each other. We put money on it. And then my sister and my little brother ended up in the championship, and my little sister is actually the backyard boxing champion of our neighborhood.
That's what's up. Yo, what up? Anthony A, and I'm a Christmas baby and a middle child. I have an older brother, a younger brother, and an older sister as well, too. All of them who played baseball except me. I was the black sheep when it came to that.
All right. Star, if you guess correctly, who's telling a lie, you win the DCS merch. Who's lying?
Okay, I think the second one.
You think DJ Automatic is lying?
Yeah.
Star!
I'm not lying. We used to have backyard boxing every week. And my sister's the reigning left-handed champion. You should have seen her hook on her. She was devastating my little brother.
His little sister used to beat up his little brother. No, but I'm lying. My dad, I don't know him, and I don't have any siblings. I'm an only child, Star. I'm an only child.
Dun, dun, dun.
Gosh. Who's with you that told you to say DJ Automatic?
My friend Carly.
You tell your friend Carly she owes you a shirt or something because she lost you the game, girl.
That's right.
Star, we love you. Thank you so much for listening and playing. Bye.
All right, bye. Have a good day.
You too. Hey, call in. You want to play Who's Lying? 877-730-DCS1. 877-730-3271. Call or text. Leave a message and we could be calling you next week to play. We'll be right back coming up.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
We got to speak with one of the OGs in a game, E40, and he's talking about Drake and Kendrick Lamar beef. Let's discuss first, though, celebrity birthdays, Anthony, eh?
We have Honey Boo Boo celebrating her 19th birthday today, and Jack Black celebrating birthday as well.
All right, so E40 sat down with us. Automatic and I had a great conversation with him. When I asked about Drake and Kendrick the beef, he said I was the first person to even discuss it with him, and he had some very strong opinions. Take a listen.
You know where my loyalty lies at. Kendrick. I have a number of love for Drake, too. I didn't know they even had that beef. I'm so busy, I ain't had time to eat a fortune cookie. But when I seen the songs come out and it came back, I got interested. I'm like, what's going on here?
You know what I'm saying? But you like that, didn't you?
Yeah, that's good for hip-hop. It was definitely good for hip-hop.
I knew he was going to say how much he loved Kendrick, but I was surprised that he showed Drake so much love as well. Baby. Because I expected him to have a little something to say, but he didn't go down that road.
And, I mean, he did do the introduction for Kendrick Lamar's pop-up concert as well,
yeah,
too.
He did.
So I think that was a very good politically safe answer for
it was the elder statesman that E40 is making a statement on that.
I feel like E40 is finally getting the credit he deserves. Now, we who've loved hip hop for a very long time know where a lot of the lingo comes from, and we got into this discussion deeply in the conversation, Automatic, but some people might not know how much influence he's had on vernacular in general as a whole. The words that he's come up with and made up are used on a daily basis now.
But we're just going to blow by the fact that he told you he doesn't have time to stop and check a fortune cookie. What does that even mean, E40?
One day we're going to be using that term. Yeah. Okay, I don't know what it means.
It's the next E40-ism.
Yeah. One of the things E40 did, he's the first person to call money cheese. He referred to it as Gouda. Oh. And then everybody else started doing it. Hella good.
I know that came from the Bay. Now everybody says it.
So he says he's the one that coined that phrase, broccoli. You know what broccoli stands for. Okay, he's the one that did that. Now, here's what I thought was very interesting. Fetty, which is money, right? He said, that's a Mexican word. Fetia. Oh. And I shortened it and called it Fetty.
There it is, dude. Between the fortune cookie and the Fetty, he's very diverse. E40.
He's looking out for everybody.
Everybody. He had the best conversation with E40. Go watch it. Subscribe to Dana Cortez Show on YouTube.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Here's something that's going to make you pay attention. Free Dairy Queen ice cream. Yes, we'll discuss inside food news. Top hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Hey, you got an iPhone charger?
First hashtag, 7 out of 20 of the largest school districts in a country are banning cell phones after research shows definitively use of smartphones and social media at a young age causes mental health and developmental issues. The real reason, parents and teachers are begging for this because they want to make sure that their kids function properly. Parents, number one, take the phones away from the kids. How about you do that first? And I support it as well. Most of these schools say that children in the beginning
were freaking out.
And then after 30 days, it's all good. It's like a drug. Like you're weaning yourself off.
I'm back on my crack phone addiction. I'm back up to like 5 hours a day or something. I got down to an hour and a half, but I don't know what's going on. I'm just staring at the phone constantly.
Am I
going
to have to treat you like my son and take that phone away, sir?
Yeah.
Husband, come on now. All right. Food news, DJ Automatic.
Dairy Queen is offering a buy one, get one free deal from September 9th to September 22nd. Customers buy one Blizzard and you get another one for free.
Let's go.
Of equal or lesser value. You just got to do it on the app.
Well, look. See, look, on the app. You found all that stuff out on your phone. So it wasn't
How did I not
as,
know
there it
about
is.
This exactly. on my phone? I couldn't tell the people.
Yep.
Dairy Queen is contributing to mental health issues. Man, I know this is controversial, but I think Dairy Queen, McDonald's, and Sonic, top three soft serves. Top three ice creams
that's controversial.
In the country.
You didn't really fatty. You didn't really leave any of them.
Oh, my gosh. Anthony. Big Dana came back. Big Dana's back.
I think this is controversial, but let me name some of the biggest chains in the world. That's so funny, dude.
They're so good. National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go ahead and start with, it's Morphin Time, National Power Rangers Day.
Hey, shout out to my girl.
Cartoon.
And Becky G.
Yeah.
Yellow Power Rangers.
Man, it's a fascinating documentary about the Power Rangers and how they were the first cartoon in syndication geared around all their toy sales.
Really?
We also have National Bowtie Day as well. And for those who didn't know, the bowtie originally came into style after the 1700s when soldiers would wear them in combat to keep their shirts from flying open.
I'm going to say something right now. When DJ Automatic wears a bow tie, he looks so sexy.
Oh.
You're already a good looking man.
I'll take that.
But you dress like a sixth grader. So when you put that bow tie on, it's like, let's go.
And let's go to wrap it up on National Red Wine Day.
Oh, yeah. One of the things that people, I believe, have a misconception that wine has to be expensive to be good. That is not true. Here's a way you can check a little wine out and not spend a lot of money. Wine festivals. We've had quite a good time there, automatic, on more than one occasion.
Talk about a hangover.
A lot of times your local restaurants will have a good wine list, not necessarily expensive. Box wine. Oh, Drake raps about Santa Margarita all the time. Great Pinot Grigio. And if you just want to try like I did, first time I tried wine, little Strawberry Hill, never heard anybody. No.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Snoop Dogg was brought on stage by one of the biggest artists in the world. I can't wait to talk about this. First, though, celebrity birthdays, Anthony, eh?
All right, we have Honey Boo Boo celebrating her birthday. And we also have Jack Black along with rapper Bozzy celebrating his birthday.
All right, so Snoop Dogg, I believe one of the most famous people in the world. And he's beloved by everybody in this country. Peso Pluma, such a huge artist right now, he's having a concert, brings out Snoop. Take a listen. Best part about this is to know that Peso Pluma's audience, they're young and they're vibing. They're singing every single word. It's because Snoop song.
Their parents listen to Snoop.
Thanks. Yes, thank you, DJ Automatic.
And
that would
also
be me.
With Snoop Dogg in his career, he's been one of maybe the only rapper to venture so far out of hip hop, but still remain named. Like, people still know his song for as much as they do. He just got done doing the Olympics.
This is a question.
He could come back and pop up at a concert, and everyone knows
his song. At a Peso Pluma concert.
That's something
that
Jay-Z couldn't do.
See, and this is so hard for me to say, because you know how much I love Jay-Z, but Snoop is way more famous than he could ever be.
You told me yesterday that you heard inside the circle here that Jay-Z was upset that someone said that.
Well, I could understand, because Jay-Z's probably the most accomplished rapper when it comes to record sales and business and just culturally, but Snoop Dogg is just more famous.
Well,
that's all there is to
it. He might be the businessman, but Snoop Dogg is someone that everybody knows. Your grandma knows, your kids know, everybody knows who Snoop is. Let's do a little tiebreaker now. Who is more famous than Snoop Dogg in a world of rap? Seriously, in the hip hop world. 877-730-DCS1. Call or text now.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oh my gosh. So this story that we're going to lead with scared me. I think it's every parent's worst nightmare. A 9-year-old boy was missing. He left his apartment 7 a.m. to go to school. And school calls his mom and dad like, hey, he never showed up.
Oh.
Whole city goes crazy. Everybody's looking. Police get involved. News stations get involved. Police even send out the helicopter. They find out he's on his rooftop skipping school.
Oh, I love it.
So apparently, he and another little boy were going to get into a fight. Oh. And he didn't want to go to school because he was scared. He was
afraid. I've been
there.
Yeah.
Oh, helicopter's looking for you. You skip school and the whole town is upset, automatic.
Didn't take a beating.
Yeah. I guess. This is literally like helicopter parenting, right?
It literally is.
All right. Let's go over to Philadelphia. And if you've been looking to take a bike ride, next week is the week to do so. Philadelphia is hosting their annual 15th Naked Bike Ride, y'all.
Naked?
Ooh, that's a lot of chafing going on.
No, ew. No clothes? Are no men in this bike ride?
It's definitely man or woman or non-binary, however you want to identify. And it's also open to any type of human transportation on wheels. So skateboarding, rollerblading, or roller skating as well, too. This is meant to encourage body positivity. For anybody who out there who may be struggling with that.
Nobody wants to see me in fruit boots naked.
And by the way, these bikes hurt. Remember when we all went on a bike ride in Portland?
Yeah.
Oregon? No, y'all gave me that old bike with no padding on the booty.
Well, that's
Portland. I had to stand the whole ride for 2 miles. I never got to sit down. It was not a pleasant ride, so I can't even imagine doing it nude. Have you ever fallen off of a bike with clothes?
Nice use of the term, doing it.
With clothes is bad enough. I can't imagine what I would scar, skid. Damn. Remember those big, long scabs you'd make on your body?
Dude, those are called strawberries.
Dude, all the bikes I rode growing up, too, had pegs. So this would be like a whole...
Oh, no.
Takes on a whole new meaning.
Wouldn't want to get in the wrong area. You know what I'm saying?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
On National Wine Day, I want to remind everybody, I know it wouldn't just me when you're little, and they're serving wine like at Christmas or Thanksgiving, some big holiday, and you think you're fancy when they give you the grape juice. Oh. Remember that? They put it in a wine glass, and then you taste wine for the first time. You're like, ew, why do people drink this?
Yuck. My parents were wine people, so I started having wine at dinner, I think, by the time I was 8 or 9.
Ew, automatic. Oh, man, like, really dude. Drinking it?
Well, just for, like, Christmas or Easter or something like that.
You thought you were fancy, too, huh? Throw that pinky up.
When we won our first football championship in middle school, they let us pop open the apple cider and, like, spray it all over. Kind of didn't have the same
effect.
They're
like, welcome to alcoholism.
Yeah, that's what I was like, looking back on it, I'm like, damn, I don't know if that was, like, good or if you're grooming us to be alcoholics.
It's not.
Yeah.
I never did what my parents did with our kids because I was like, there's no way I'm setting them up for that.
The alcoholism in our family is so bad, we don't keep alcohol in the house.
Nobody okay. does, like, the whiskey on the gums anymore, right? That's not a thing anymore.
For the babies, I'm not going to admit to anything Dana's family right now. I'm like, I ain't admitting to nothing, okay? But let's talk about wine festivals. What a fun way to have a good time. For me, I didn't grow up drinking a lot of fancy wine.
Nope.
It's just not something we did in our casa house. Automatic, you kind of introduced me to the wine festival. I was like, wait a minute. We pay $29.99 to get to drink all day?
I was going to say, it's a cheap way to get really, really drunk.
Oh, and it's fun. And you get to really taste different styles of wines. And you get to leave with a glass.
Yeah, that's always fancy, right? You live in a wine glass. And good memories if you could piece it all together. Plus, you get women in sundresses and like maxi dresses.
I was going to say,
cool.
I always wear the cute flats.
If you're not going to wine festivals, you're not doing yourself any favors. Facts. But here's another hack for the wine festival. Bring your own water bottle. Because water is hard to come by. And when you're drinking all that different kinds of wine, oh, you need it.
I would also say stay away from white shirts if you're going to wear a white shirt to a wine festival.
Automatic did that one year. You wore a white shirt. Do you remember the red stain you had
I don't even remember because of the wine festival.
I used to wear this rosary around my neck at one time. I spilled wine all over at a wine festival and I had just like the outline and like red wine down my shirt of a rosary.
It was the blood of Christ.
There it is.
Let it go. Let it go.
2 hours ago, Kyle arrived at the bar.
Hey, what's everyone drinking?
30 minutes ago, Kyle got his friends another round of drinks.
Cheers.
5 minutes ago, Kyle decided to drive home drunk. A minute ago, a law enforcement officer pulled up behind Kyle.
Sir, have you been drinking tonight?
A chain of events that began 2 hours ago is about to change Kyle's whole world. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.